You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Relentless by Skyming. And speaking of Skyming, we've got Asher on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm all good. What's going on, Rachel?
Oh, we're just hanging out and playing your excellent tunes, Asher. Congratulations on the release of Relentless. That is an amazing album. How are you feeling about having it in the world?
It's a very strange feeling. It's like music that I've been working on for quite a while, and it's like, I don't know, quite important to me, I'd say, more than like a lot of the other music I've made. So it's very strange, but it's like very nice as well, having people listen to it and like shoot me messages, let me know they like it or whatever. It's good. I'm really glad to be putting it out.
It seems like it's been a really sort of cathartic and emotional time creating this record. I know a lot of it was created with your friend, the much missed Reuben Winter, and also I think he mastered quite a lot of the tracks on this. Is that right?
So Ike Zwanekin did the majority of the mastering, but there's definitely one of the tunes called Memory is something that I'd made back in 2018, and Reuben mastered that one. He performed guitar on that track that you've just played as well. So it's like, I don't know, like a little love letter or just like the only thing I could think to do over the last year, really, I think.
Yeah. It's quite a broadly, like, it doesn't sit in any genre boxes, which is, I think, one of the things that I love about this. It's very hard to describe this record except to maybe describe the way it makes you feel. It sort of puts you in a very out of time, out of place headspace, I think, to listen to this album. Was that kind of somewhere you felt like you were sitting in when you were making these tracks or putting the record together? Because as you say, some of these songs have gone a way back for you.
I think now that you mention it, that's actually a really good descriptor. I don't know if that's necessarily how I'd felt about it while I was making it, but I think for me it was important to try and capture like a real wide range of like musical styles in this album. Like there's a piece that's like just piano and stuff, there's like very short ambient pieces, and then there's tracks like you just played Relentless, which is like pretty like loud and hard hitting. So I think a big focus for me with this album was definitely to like tie together all of these musical ideas that I've been like exploring, but don't necessarily have like a thread connecting them a lot of the time.
And I think it's kind of interesting as well, because correct me if I'm wrong, but did you make the tracks on this record in like various different locations around the world? Kind of, you were in Melbourne for a while. Some of these were made in Aotearoa. Tell us a little bit about some of the places you were when you were creating this album.
Yeah, it's been a mad journey, Rachel. I mean, so like end of last year, or like, you know, just over a year ago, I was in New Zealand to visit some like sick family, as you do over COVID. It's kind of the only reason you travel. And it was when I was in New Zealand that Reuben died. So I still had a house and all of these things in Australia that I needed to go tidy up. But I was like, man, I'm moving to New Zealand, obviously. Like, we got an album release. We got On My Job coming 2021. I was like, I was just really focused on like, I don't know, like following my heart and like doing this grieving. I was about to swear, doing the grieving properly. So, I can't remember what the question was anymore.
I think that was a better answer than whatever question I asked you anyway. It was interesting to hear, I guess, like, yeah, the spaces you've been in, the sort of journey that this record's taken you on as well. I do want to talk about On My Job, because it's such an awesome track, first of all. I loved your chat you had with Jess Fu for Long Player, and I think you said this one's just, it's a hit, and you're so right. I mean, it's been...
instant classic, I said. Instant classic.
An instant classic. it's so true, though, and it's, you know, proven that by being in our top 10 here at BFM, hitting number one several times.
Going to number one, baby. Let's go.
And it is currently number one in the Student Radio Network top 10. So that is across all of the stations like BFM around the country that people are loving this. Tell us a wee bit about the story of On My Job.
So this is something, as you said, I've sort of been all over the show. I began programming the drums for this when I was in quarantine last year, and then went to stay with Reuben and like showed it to him, and I was really hoping he'd want to help me finish it up. So that's sort of how we spent that weekend. Like we went out a little bit, but we definitely like bailed on a lot of plans as well and just like stayed home and worked on the music. It was really fun. I think like I'm so proud with this track. I'm so grateful to you guys and like all of the other radio stations around the country who have been like plugging it, and just to see this go like number one nationwide on the label that we, you know, we're working on together is like, I literally couldn't ask for anything more than that. And I feel like it's kind of like solidified a lot of the real like painful choices I've had to make over the last year in terms of like moving my life around and stuff. It's kind of like a, a sweet little payoff for all of the suffering I've been through.
Mm, yeah, well, I'm glad that is feeling like a nice outcome, because I'm glad that we get to listen to it. It's an incredible song.
I'm so glad people get to listen to it, and it's big up Iona Winter, Ruben's mama, for letting that happen, honestly. Yes. It wouldn't be happening without her approval, so always big love to Iona.
And you've written, actually, a lovely track for Iona on this one called A Quiet One for Iona, which I found really moving to listen to, as I think I found listening to this whole album, Asher. It's just a really stunning piece of work, and you can feel the love in it in a big way.
Yes, thank you, Rachel. It's actually pretty cracker, because her favourite tunes from the album are Step 4 and Relentless, like the super noisy ones. And I've made this, like, nice meditative piece for her to chill out, and she's like, nah, bo.
Give me that scrawly guitar sound. Thank you very much.
Hard out. God bless.
Hey, Asher, thank you so much for chatting to us. Also, for context as well, you've had to walk up the road to get reception, so I believe you're sort of like standing in the bush. At least that's how I'm imagining this conversation, so we appreciate
exactly
that.
Exactly what's happening, and it's beautiful. It's great to just have your voice transported into my ears, and all I can see is like Kauri and Kanuka. So
beautiful. On that lovely image, I think we're going to listen to On My Job now. Asher, if people want to get Relentless in their lives, what's the best place for them to go and get this record?
Best place is definitely Bankrupt Records Bandcamp page, which is a bit confusing because Bankrupt Records URL was taken. So it's bankruptworldwide.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
But I've also set up a little site, skymining.online. And if you go there, it's just a list of links for all of the things you need to find. If you don't have money, it's on streaming, but you're also paying for your streaming service, so you got money. Just buy the album.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Asher, thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
Yo, thank you, Rachel. Big up all my buddies tuned in across the country. Much love.
Kia ora.
All right. All I need is... All I need is... All I need is... All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. All I need is... All I need is... All I need is... All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. All I need is some mash and a corn and a cob. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I think I go without a fight, but I think that you're mad. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. You think I go without a fight, but I think that you're mad. I knew they was coming, so I sat and waited.
E noho ana tēnei waiata ki te tonga tuatahi, te te kau oronga rereke o Erarangi Tauira o Aotearoa. That is currently your number one in the Student Radio Network top 10. That is our syndicated top 10 across the whole of the various student radio stations around Aotearoa. It is Skymning and Totems with On My Job. Huge thank you to Asher for chatting to us about Skymning's new release, which is called Relentless, and it is a beautiful record. It's less of a genre album than a mood album. It will sort of send you into a completely different headspace. It's very, very gorgeous, and I highly recommend you go and listen to it. And if anybody is wanting to have a chat to a counsellor, or you want to just sort of suss some vibes this morning, you can free call or text 1737 at any time for support from a trained counsellor. So just letting you know, whānau, there is resources out there if you need them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.